Hello and welcome to this interview here on France 24. I have the pleasure of being joined by a three-time gold medalist and now the president of the Paris 2024 Olympic Games Organizing Committee, Tony Estanguet. Thanks so much for joining us. How are you feeling? It's 1 year ahead of the Olympic Games. Your immediate feelings right now?
It's fantastic, of course. I can't wait to be in 1 year time in at the same place. It will be the opening ceremony, and for sure for us it's great. We've been in this journey, fantastic journey, for now multiple years, and so far so good. So I think it's really important for us to enter in this final stage.
Now, it is the final stage. We are here on a boat on the Seine River. It's going to be a monumental occasion, the opening ceremony. What gave you the idea to take that opening ceremony outside of the stadium and into the heart of the city?
You know, the games in France are very rare. It's once every centenary. So definitely we wanted to offer the best of France to the games. We believe that this is also very important to reinvent a little bit the games and demonstrate that Paris can really offer an unforgettable games. So the opening ceremony is very important because this is the first moment of the games, and people have to understand what will be the signature of those games of Paris 2024. So to welcome the athletes from around the world in these conditions with this iconic backdrop is for us the best solution to make those games unforgettable.
And they're going to be passing on these boats here on the Seine, about 40 of them. How have recent tests gone?
It's very important for us because 1 billion people will watch this this ceremony. So of course we already started to test ourselves. So far it's very interesting. There is a great coordination between the public authorities, the state, the city, and the organizing committee. We made a first test last week with 60 boats. So there will be more than 100 next year. So it will be another stage. But definitely so far, we demonstrated that this is feasible, this is fantastic also in terms of experience for the athletes and for the broadcast. So really, you have to be prepared for a great ceremony.
And obviously, with so many people descending on Paris, security is, of course, going to be a big concern. How confident are you that you can prepare ahead of time?
Definitely security is the top priority, and we started to work on it in 2020, and it will be an unprecedented system put in place for this opening ceremony and for the games more largely. There is an expertise in France. You know, every year we organize events for the National Day, for the New Year, La Nuit Blanche, with millions of people into the streets celebrating. So it's really important to find the best balance to offer again this kind of unique moment of joy. It has to be the best celebration, and definitely the security will be the priority. So when we make a decision, we know that this is feasible in terms of security. It will be an unprecedented number of people of security here in Paris for the games, and it will be probably the safest place in the world in terms of security.
Well, many people coming to Paris will want to know that, because obviously we've had recent riots, we've had those pension reform protests. How can you guarantee to people that they won't be facing any obstacles?
Again, I think what is really important to relay as a message is the fact that there is a very strong strategy in terms of security for the games like never before. And there is an international coordination also. What happened recently in our country doesn't fit at all with the number of people of security that will be engaged and involved to secure the game. So it will be completely different, and there is an expertise, so we have to be confident.
Now, obviously, with over a million spectators, transport is going to be a big issue. I myself have found it sometimes a bit difficult. How can you basically sort out those transport issues for so many people descending on such a small space like Paris?
Yeah, transport is key, and we know it also at every game. So again, I think it's important also to say and re-say that there is a very effective public transport system in Paris, with multiple lines in every venues, competition venues. We will have a transport system put in place to the spectators. Also for the athletes, there will be a specific lane, very secured. So today we work on this point of transport and security for now many years. There is a very image of in details of what we still have to reinforce in the coming years. Recently we said that we had two sessions out of the 700 sessions of sport where we potentially have a necessity to reinforce a little bit the system. So it's very few compared to what happened in the past. So again, there is an unprecedented energy. The state is very fully engaged in the success of the game. So I'm sure that the experience will be very positive.
And now let's talk about ticketing, because obviously we started with the first round. A lot of people found it a little bit upsetting that you had to get three events. But then the second round came along, base tickets at €24. How do you feel the communication was by the organizing committee? Do you think that there could have been something better done?
I think it's difficult to have a very positive communication when you have on one side 13 million tickets to sell and on the other side you have millions more people that would love to have a ticket. So there is a difficulty to match the level of expectations. We receive ticket purchase from 178 countries around the world, and that was the first time obviously that we opened the ticket sale at the same time in the world. And it's fantastic also to have these games wide open also in terms of ticketing. So for us it's been a huge success. In few weeks we sold 7 million tickets. It's unprecedented, and it's great because we feel this enthusiasm of people wanting to be part of those games. But on the other side, we have also to accept that millions of people will not have access to the games. And it's a pity it's like this. We cannot enlarge the capacity in terms of ticketing. But the good point is that we had a good balance also in terms of prices. Half of the tickets are under €50. 10% of the tickets are over €200. It's more or less the same framework than in the past editions of the games. Of course, there will be some disappointment, but there are also millions of people who have access to the games, and it's great for them.
And let's talk about that access to the games. Obviously, the big question about the athletes, Belarusian and Russian. You have consistently said that it is up to Thomas Bach and the IOC to determine where they stand and whether they will be allowed to compete. Has your position changed at all?
No, it's still the same position. To be clear with you, it's first the international federations that are at the moment in position to qualify or not the athletes. And in some sports, Russian athletes are eligible to participate in the qualification system. And then it will be up to the IOC and the IPC to decide whether or not Russian and Belarusian will be authorized to participate in the games. And as an organizing committee, we have to respect this decision.
And now we are going through one of the biggest climate crises with this latest temperature surge throughout Europe. What precautions can you ensure for athletes participating?
Yeah, of course, the world of sport has to adapt to the climate change, and that's also why Paris 2024 decided to reduce by half the carbon footprint of the games. It's really important that as the biggest sporting event in the world, we demonstrate that this is feasible to organize and deliver the games with the same level of ambition, but more sustainable, because we have to contribute. And of course, the temperature is key. We looked also what happened in the past, and especially in Tokyo, where the temperature was very high also, with a very high level of humidity that we don't have here in Paris at this time. So we are very confident that the athletes will be in very good conditions next year.
Now, you've recently handed in your report, your progress report, to the LEC. How was that received? Are you meeting your budget expectations? Tell me about the quality that you can ensure.
For us, it's also important effectively to demonstrate that the cost of the organizing committee is under control. 96% of the budget of Paris 2024 is private funded. And for us, it's key to demonstrate that there is a fantastic enthusiasm. We already have 24 new partners since the beginning of this year, 23. So there is a fantastic dynamic so far. We control the budget. We had, like many organizations, an over budget of 10% through the inflation. But it's under control. We can continue to finance it by having more income and a new partnership. So it's great because at 1 year to go, we still maintain the level of ambition. We are still on time and still on budget.
And now many helping hands are going to be arriving, a lot of volunteers. How far along in the process are we in terms of choosing who gets to participate as a volunteer?
Again, it's fantastic for us as an organizing committee to see the enthusiasm of the volunteer program. We receive more than 300,000 candidacies for this program, and it's great for us because definitely it demonstrates also that people want to be part of it, want to contribute to the success of the Games. We will have to choose only 45,000 volunteers in the coming months. By the end of this year, we will know precisely who will be involved in the volunteer program, and then we will train with them and make sure that they will be also prepared and ready to welcome the athletes from around the world.
And finally, 8th of May, that's when the flame arrives to Marseille. What is the emotion that the athletes are going to be feeling upon looking at that, coming to the Eiffel Tower ultimately?
I'm so looking forward to being on the May 8th in Marseille and watching the flame coming back to France one centenary after the last edition of the Games by boat from Greece. It will be a fantastic image for us. It will launch the celebration of the Games in the whole country. So it's great. So far, we already designed the route, and it will be very spectacular again because France is a great country. We have fantastic iconic images like the Eiffel Tower. We have in every territories fantastic mountains, beaches, and also museums that we will showcase during the flame torch relay. So great to be there.
Tony Estanguet, I can't wait. I'm sure you can't. It's going to be an immense procedure and unprecedented. The world looking to Paris and 1 year to go. Thanks so much for joining us here on France 24.
Thank you.